Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer John Fowles. Now the dates of John Fowles are from 1926 to 2005. So he's a fairly recent writer and the writings of John Fowles are important particularly from the perspective of postmodern fiction or postmodern era writers. Now let me point out that John Fowles was a English novelist. His works were influenced by Jean-Paul Sartre as well as Albert Camus. And it is said that his works are positioned between modernism and postmodernism. Though, you know, some of his novels can be considered a very good example of postmodern fiction or even metafiction. I'll explain what is metafiction in a minute. Usse pehle aap ye jaan lo what are the important works by John Fowles. Now, in his works, John Fowles combines psychological probings. It can be on sex, it can be on love. Along with that, there is a interest in social and philosophical issues. Now, after this, let me quote how a critic describes the works of John Fowles. Quote, "The novels of John Fowles use magic, artifice, and the very self-conscious fictionality of writing to carry on that search." The very self-conscious fictionality of writing. Is phrase ko aap yaad rakhna. After that, this critic says, "They are intellectual, self-conscious experiments with theme and form and carry warnings for the reader about the nature of the reading experience." So, in short, this is how this critic describes the works of John Fowles. Now, what are the important novels or works by John Fowles? The most famous is The French Lieutenant's Woman. The French Lieutenant's Woman. On this, a film has also been made. After that, another work is called The Magus. The Magus, M-A-G-U-S. Uske baad ek aur work hai inka, which is also quite famous. It's called The Collector. The Collector. Now, The Collector was the first novel which John Fowles published. That was published in 1963. Aur ek is cheez ke baare mein hai, it is just about a shy man who kidnaps a girl in a search for love. And after the release of this novel, it was a success. After that, I told you the next important work by John Fowles is called The Magus. This was published in 1965. Now, this novel is set on a Greek island. And the book centers on an English school teacher who struggles to discern between fantasy and reality. After befriending a mysterious local man. Now, after that, let me tell you a little bit more about metafiction and the novel The French Lieutenant's Woman. Now, The French Lieutenant's Woman was published in 1969. But before that, let's talk about metafiction. Metafiction kya hota hai? Now, pehle to aap ye jaan lo that The French Lieutenant's Woman is a good example of metafiction as well as a good example of postmodern fiction or postmodern literature. Now, metafiction kise kehte hain? It is broadly speaking a type of writing that discusses the process of writing. It discusses the process of writing while also writing about imaginary events and characters. That is a broad definition of metafiction. And this novel is a good example of metafiction. Along with this, this novel, The French Lieutenant's Woman, this is a Victorian era novel that features a postmodern heroine whose name is Sarah Woodruff. And it is considered a postmodern version of a Victorian novel. And the novel's, you know, structure also includes intrusions by the author, which allows the author to comment on Victorian conventions. Along with this, the novel's themes include fiction and history versus reality, storytelling and morality, convention versus freedom. It also discusses class, sexuality, gender, religion, as well as science. So all of these things are discussed. And another fact you should keep in mind is that in this novel, the reader is left with a choice between two possible endings. Matlab ye ki the ending is not just one. The author has provided two separate endings of the story. Now, after that, some other works by John Fowles are, one is called Daniel Martin. Daniel Martin, which was published in 1977. Uske baad ek aur work hai inka called A Maggot. A Maggot, M-A-G-G-O-T. This was published in 1985. And this novel, A Maggot, it centers on a group of travelers in the 1700s. And the mysterious events that occur during their journey. So, us cheez ke baare mein hai ye. Now, another work by John Fowles is titled The Aristos, A Self-Portrait in Ideas. The Aristos, A Self-Portrait in Ideas. Or Aristos ki spelling kya hai? A-R-I-S-T-O-S. Aristos. Now, this is broadly a collection of essays, okay, which reflects the views of John Fowles on such subjects such as evolution, art, as well as politics. Okay? But from an exam point of view, just remember at least three works of John Fowles. First, The French Lieutenant's Woman. Uske baad, The Magus. Okay? Uske baad, The Collector. Ye teen to aap yaad rakhna. After that, also remember that The French Lieutenant's Woman is a good example of metafiction. Or metafiction kya hota hai? A type of writing that discusses the process of writing even while also writing about imaginary events and characters.